بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم میرے اللہ شکر تو اللہ سبحانہ وتعالی اللہ تعالی مسجد از دمانت رمضان many people waited for the month of Ramadan they left this world before the month of Ramadan اللہ مسجد in the قبر full of نور Ramadan is one month that the Sahaba Ikram should look forward to. They should look wait for that month to come. And the zeal in them that let us increase our ibadat. And in this month of Ramadan, Allah has given, especially this month, it's sad to say that we are supposed to exercise ourselves in the whole month of Ramadan to make sure that our soul is being fed all the time. The soul has to be fed all the time. It manifests so much that after Ramadan it must remain for the next Ramadan. That's how it's supposed to be. That the ibadah that you make in this month of Ramadan must be so much for His pleasure to that extent. And you must bring yourself in a condition where you will have to try your level best to control your nafs. Islah is to control your nafs and control yourself. That's why in this month Allah has been very kind to us, that He has changed the rebellious shayateen, that we cannot even complain to Allah Ta'ala in any way that Ya Allah, we cannot do this in front of. That's why you find many people who do not be namaz in their lives. In the month of Ramadan they wake up at tahajjud also. They wake up at tahajjud. You cannot look down. And thereafter you see how much they engross in the masjid, that they are forced to come to the masjid. You begin to get surprised, you find people who have never seen a mosque, they are forced in the masjid, teaching us a lesson. When Allah pulls someone to the masjid, you cannot take him out. So when you look at all these things, you begin to think to yourself, that who is running the whole thing is Allah Ta'ala. Who is giving the ability to make ibadat? Allah Ta'ala. Everything is Allah Ta'ala. So in other words, you take your mind out of yourself and see Allah Ta'ala is controlling. Now it's obvious this month that in month of Ramadan, as I mentioned last week, if you could only practice on that, talk less and meet less, then it's obvious in this month of Ramadan will become an easy one. Because that is a very big problem for a person if in the month of Ramadan he does not respect it. That's why the greatest ibadat is to recite in the Quran. There is no ibadat which is more greater than reciting the Quran, especially in Salah. If a person can only engage himself in recitation of the Quran all the time, and he does not have the time to make dua also, then because he engrossed so much in the Quran, Allah Ta'ala will accept whatever he wants. Gives him more than that person who makes dua. Allah Ta'ala appreciates that person to that extent, that gives him more than what he is supposed to get, merely because he is respecting me reading my Quran Sharif. And the Quran is supposed to be respected too much because we are not respecting today. Remember, the Quran, through this Quran, Allah has disgraced people, and this Quran, Allah has raised people. We have to understand now what we are looking at, how we. First of all, very important that we must try. In the month of Ramadan, not only that, but make this intention, I'm not going to make ibadat only in the month of Ramadan. I must say, Ya Allah, this Ramadan is given to me to make my soul strong, spiritually to that extent that I become so strong that I must become more perfect, that I become more punctual with whatever I was doing in the month of Ramadan, that how I sacrifice whatever it is, you sacrifice everything, you come to the masjid. Likewise, the month of Ramadan will become more closer to Allah. If a person you know who is very close to you, and he comes to you every day, he meets you, and you know, you become so close to him, and after that he leaves you, what happens to you? You say, what kind of friend this fellow is? He was coming so close to me, he became so close to me, to that extent that he could not leave me, I could not leave him. But next moment you see, he's gone. Just imagine. So that person who came to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Ramadan, he became so close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept that every moment he's opening the Quran, every moment making istighfar, Every moment in the Durood Sharif, every day, where he got the strength, he did not even realize he gave me the strength. Man cannot think where the strength is coming from. That's why in the month of Ramadan, what ibadat you make, do not expect after Ramadan to make the same thing too. Because in Ramadan is something else. Allah says, it's for me, for inna wali. I will decide what reward to give to. Now just imagine, every other ibadat, the reward is noted for every lot. But fasting is one ibadat Allah Ta'ala says, it is for me and I will decide what will be the reward. Now just imagine, what is the reward? Now what are we supposed to do? We must start to steal, become greedy. How I must bring Allah Ta'ala more closer to me, that He must give me more and more reward. Now what a person is really concerned, that you know, Allah Ta'ala says, I will decide whether I must try to make myself to make sure Allah Ta'ala, I keep Allah Ta'ala happy in every way. In every way. He is not going to worry so much eating and drinking. He will eat and drink. No one says he mustn't eat and drink. But his mind will not be eating and drinking at all. The whole year he was busy eating and drinking. Now his sleep is gone too. Everything is gone. How to make him happy? I'm not saying that in a month of Ramadan he will wake up the whole night and make ibadah. That he did not want to say to. That was the condition of the great buzrugs. We're not talking of great buzrugs here. We're talking of how to increase our ibadat and relationship and contact with Allah Ta'ala. To that extent that, you know, I must not commit one sin to. I must try not to commit one sin. So that's why they say you talk less. When you begin to talk less, you begin to then realize that I'm not committing any kind of sin. So that you must be careful, that I must make sure that I must not make ghibat. That party is the biggest sin today. And people not take it as sin. And Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam showed us too. The two ladies. I'm not going to go into detail of that. What was the outcome of it? Yet you find today that many of us are backbiting. So our fasting is just eating and drinking, but no benefit at all. So in other words, this is what we are supposed to do. That to make sure that we try to wake up every morning and try to make a promise of Allah Ta'ala, Ya Allah help me. First make dua to Allah Ta'ala, Ya Allah help me. That in this today I must not commit any kind of sins. Without your help I cannot do anything. Allah help me to make ibadah also. And day after you make effort also. Make effort. If you make effort, then Allah Ta'ala assists you. That's why in this month a lot of istighfar you must make. Istighfar. Every moment you make istighfar. Every moment, the moment you commit a sin or non-commit istighfar a lot. Durood Sharif, istighfar, Kalamullah al-Mazeed al-Lot. Quran Sharif, you must know. That half of the Quran is very fortunate who is reciting the Quran every day. Every day. And who knows his Quran. Half of must make an effort that he must not forget his Quran. He must have this thing. He can do whatever he wants. When he forgets his Quran, Allah can save us from that. Because this Quran, especially, two things will intercede in the qabr. One is Quran and one is fasting. Now if your fasting is done in the correct way, in the way Allah Ta'ala wants you to do, that you know you make sure like you know you got the quality of the faristas now. You got the quality of the faristas. You're not eating, you're not drinking. From the morning till the end of the day, you got the quality of faristas, you got a halal wife, but she comes halal for you. You can't even go near her anymore while you're fasting. Everything now you cannot eat to faristas, not eat. So you got the quality of the faristas in there. Now the faristas, but now you are even higher than the faristas. That you make sure that you do not do anything wrong to. The kalamullah is supposed to be show respect and make wudu also. You know, they say that, you know, before you thinking of reading Quran Sharif, prepare yourself that I'm speaking to who? So I'm speaking to. If I give an incident of Hazrat Maulana Gangohi Rahmatullah, then he should read Quran. If something else should happen to him. That no one can talk because his condition was something was very high. Because when someone asked him, Hazrat, one person told him, you know, Hazrat, he says, what must I tell you? He says, my Shaykh is in Makkah and I am in Gangoh. I have 1 year, for 1 year I have not done anything without his mashur. The Shaykh is there and he's here. What is saying mashur? What kind of relationship he had with the Shaykh? Thereafter he went to say, must I tell you something else? For 1 year I have not made Madina Sharif and I in this Gangoh, I have not done anything without the Mashur Nabi Karim. who's talking like that? What kind of Quran hymn are we reading? What kind of respect shall we be reading? Because what, it is not a small book. Today we have taken a small book. La yamassu illa mutahharun. We don't touch it. Quran da wudu. We are supposed to respect the Quran. So much of respect, your heart, your inside must be respected, the outside must be so respect. We do not know what a great book Allah has given us, that we must learn to respect the Quran. When you read the Quran to your mutin, you're facing the Qibla. You're not supposed to talk to anyone too. You think, I'm talking to my Allah. You're not like a person who is very close to you, or your wife. You are gone for 6 months or 1 year and she wrote you a letter. Now what happens to you? You open the letter. You don't want to talk to anyone. You want to read that letter. That letter is so close to you. Now when you come near to you, you don't look at that person's face too. Because you are so close now. You want to read that book. Now who is more closer than Allah Ta'ala? So when you read the Quran Sharif, you're supposed to read the Quran in a way that only Allah knew. Today you've got this habit in us when you recite the Quran. People next to us, they don't realize, they're showing disrespect. When you recite the Quran, they come and talk to you. And the sad part of it, this person who recites the Quran, he closes the Quran to talk to him. Allah Ta'ala says that you're talking to me, and how can you talk to him now? If that's the way you want, I'll close my doors for you too. I close my doors also. In other words, you recite the Quran, Sharif, that at the time of the Tanur, the time of Qabuliyat is there too. That time sometimes acceptance is taking place, and at that time you immediately turned away from the your acceptance is gone. So when we recite the Quran, we have to show a lot of respect and humility. Not outwardly only. Outwardly you may do everything, inwardly the heart must be with you too. The heart that is speaking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then you begin to recite the Quran, so respect it. And always remember, try to make it a habit of at least reading one Quran a month. I'm not saying more than that. One Quran a month. And if you cannot do that too, read how much you want to read, but read it consistently. Just read consistently, continuously. That's a karam, the greatest karam is the person reads Quran every day. Now in the month of Ramadan, he reads 10 Quran, and after that he's gone. Like a person reads namaz in the month of Ramadan, whole day and night in the masjid, he reads namaz day and night. When the door takes place, he goes away to kisi muhabbat. What kind of muhabbat is that? Everything in moderation. But read the Quran. A half of the Quran, three paras a day. Some people put a free time, the 10 paras a day. But in the month of Ramadan, free yourself. The whole year you're making money. The whole year you're making money. All kind of business you're making. But the month of Ramadan, your business for the hereafter. The akhirat. Make maximum benefits, read the Quran, be very generous to people. Be very generous. Be very generous to your family people. More family people. The family you need, give them more. Be more generous to them. Be kind to everyone. Be kind to them. And the biggest thing in the month of Ramadan, the most dangerous is anger. Manana, anger. You know why? When the time, whole day is keeping fast. And now this mota, vichara. What must say? He's so hungry, he forgets everything. He forgets everything. He forgets all the majlis too. And he can sit down here, he makes dua too, just before iftar. And the moment he finishes iftar here in the masjid, he goes to the house and bicharis the wife, whole year she did not make so much ibadat. But now she's sitting in the musalla 5 minutes extra. This mota cannot make sabr on that. That's why this is called the masjid, the month of sabr. He has to make sabr for this. Unfortunately, what happens to him? He gets very angry. And he loses the whole thing, whatever he lost. Everything he lost. I know so many people who come the month of Ramadan, they sit in the etikaf for 10 days. When they come out, they are someone else. The wife can complain, when I stand 10 days, what happened there? He's like an animal at home. Like he's taking out all that he's taken in one day. So what have you achieved? What have you achieved? So in the month of Ramadan, your fasting is supposed to be, you must be very careful. That's why you must all the time make the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. When you make zikr of Allah Ta'ala, you remember Allah Ta'ala all the time. So when you walk to someone to think before you're going home now, it must not be that I must get into any problem, any kind of problems. That's why I say, my friends, when you go home, when you see your wife is busy making ibadat, you make your own ibadat. You go say, open the Quran, and look, open the Quran, instead of waiting for food there. Because when you wait for food, what happens to you? Something else will happen. So just wait, there's sabr also. It's a month of sabr. So make sabr that you also make sabr that you read the Quran.
or turn away from there, go away from there. Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam given us the remedy that if you get angry, what must you do? Go away from there. Allah Ta'ala says that if you got the means of getting angry on someone, and you don't get angry on the day of Qiyamah, I will not get angry with you too. That person who has the means of getting angry with someone, and thereafter they still do not get angry, Allah Ta'ala says, on the day of Qiyamah, I will not get angry with you, I will not get angry. So on that day, we all want Allah Ta'ala to be kind to us. We don't want Allah Ta'ala to get angry with us. So let us not get angry in this world. One of the ilajs for a person who gets angry is to think to himself, if I get angry with her, for one thing, I'd be so many wrong if Allah to get angry with me, what would my position be? Man must think like that. So month of Ramadan is a month of Quran. All the time read Quran. Meet people less. And always remember that you must think to yourself, those we call qaza namazes, how nice opportunity to make qaza namaz in the masjid too. The one person in the month of Ramadan, only in the 10 days, he should be 360 days of qaza namaz. In that 10 days, 360 the qaza namazes, what a person he was, through that Allah can forgive him too. But just to tell you that how important it is that Ramadan is coming, people who are looking forward to Ramadan, they are gone. Allah must give us Ramadan with afiyat, salamat and afiyat, where we must do a maximum benefit of whatever ibadah you can do, must do, but do not overdo. Do not overdo. Do not read that books to say that buzuk, a whole night he made ibadah, let me do that thing. 1-2 days you last and after you can get buzuk. We want live buzuk. In other words, do a little bit. In that way that inshallah every day you last to eat properly. I'm not saying not eat. Eat properly. But in that way that you must eat so much that you can make ibadah properly. Today now the people is Halim and all. Allahu when the Kabna must make some big Dakar Kula Khair. They forget that they did not eat food at all. Everything has got in it. So we have to be concerned all this. We taklif to people. We feel that it's something, but I know Hazrati told us to. Kya baat hai bas? The way they eat their food and they drink and all that, they never saw food in life too. Some people, you know, I was surprised when I was just told that from after Isha Namaz, Tarawih, they started eating. Right to the whole night. Allahu Akbar, wo kya? And daytime also the same thing too. Well, everything must be in moderation. Eat properly, mashallah, eat everything. But if you're going to eat too much, you're going to become very lazy. You won't make ibadah properly too. So many things happen to you. So everything you must have, but you must have a heart to become kind, to be generous. Always fight your nafs. You know, always fight your nafs. Your nafs must fight all the time to make sure that, you know, no matter what happens, I must not do anything wrong. I must not do anything wrong. I must not commit any sin. Remember, it's not how much of ibadah you make. It's how much of sin you kept away from. How much I kept Allah Ta'ala happy. A person can make ibadah all the time. And he commit all the sins, and what's happened to him? He has lost everything. So anger is something, Mahazir says, Gussa fast, it must not come in at all. And if it comes, you must go away, A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitanir Rajeem, and go away, and you can't drink water, that time you're fasting. So you must walk away from it. At least walk away, don't come in from it. And especially you find, nowadays, you find a person in the business also, if the business is a bit quiet, he forgets his fasting, he takes over the worker, that bichara he is fasting too. What happened to his fast then? Then he's going home with this condition that he's not happy to. So how much you have to keep people's heart? Every moment you have to keep people's heart. Every moment you must try to see that you must not hurt anyone too. And even the biggest thing in the month of Ramadan is that you must try your best to go against your nafs and tell it not to do something wrong. If you tell it to do something wrong, but not do it. And now just imagine your own family ties is so important, you must ask for forgiveness. People are not asking forgiveness. One father came to me, see me today. You'll be surprised. 2 years he's not talking to his daughter. But Allahu Akbar, what kind of father, what kind of daughter is this? And nothing serious at all. Nothing serious. It's just that, you know, she don't want to talk to the father. She don't have any relation to the father too. So what kind of Ramadan would that be? What kind of Ramadan would that be? 2 years now, the parent came to cry to me and told me, Mom, I'll do something about it. I told him, I'm disappointed with you. After 2 years you came to see me. Why didn't you come that time? I told you, because now the wound is gone very strong. It's fresh and very quickly to solve it. Now it's gone so strong that it's very difficult to speak to them for now. So how important it is that we do not know how to balance our things. whatever happened in the past, let us forget that. Ramadan is something to bring our people closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So your heart will be close too. Make sure that whatever happened in the past, be very good to the family people. And remember, that person goes first to ask for forgiveness is someone else. Today people have this, what you call pride. It's nothing else. I don't want to go and ask forgiveness of the person. Just imagine the father is asking a daughter for forgiveness. Where you saw that? The daughter has to ask the father for forgiveness. But she will not prepare to ask. And then she won't expect Allah to give everything in this world for her. Maybe Allah give it to her yet. What happens there? It must be very careful now. So what kind of fast will that person be keeping? So person reading Quran all the time, making zikr, durus sharif, and everything, but has this condition him that she's not talking to father and mother. Father and mother. And what will be that person's position? And we all know very well that the person, if he does not ask for forgiveness, if the mother and father are not happy with them, possibility is his namaz will not be accepted. We all know Al-Kama's story of the Sahab. He was passing away, and the iman was not coming, or kalima not coming. So what he said? They went to Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He asked him, that person, his iman, he's passing away, but he just cannot be the kalima. The first thing Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked, where is he? Got a mother or parents? He's got an old mother. He said, tell her I will come and see her or something like that. She said, no, I will go and see. She came with a stick and she came to Nabi Karim walking. Nabi Karim asked her one question. How was Al-Kama with you? He said, very, very charitable person. Very pious person. Did a lot of namaz and all that. But I'm not happy with him. I'm not happy with him. Just imagine I'm not happy with him. What do you think Nabi Karim says? If you're not happy with him, but forgive him. See, I cannot forgive him. Not forgive him? Okay, no problem. I'm not going. The lost story is very long. She said, Bilal, get the sticks down and let's make fire. So Ya Rasul, what's the fire for? Al-Kama has to put in the fire. So, because this fire is nothing, because that fire is very severe. I'd rather put him in this fire than getting into that fire. Ya Rasul, I'm not prepared to see that. See our mother. You saw our mother, what kind of heart she's got. My husband always tell us, I always say this too. A mother is something else. A mother is something else. A wife is something else. When you go overseas and come back, if your mother got one plate of food there, and you came, you say, beta, khana khayenge. Mm-hmm. The first thing you ask, you want to eat food. You know what the wife will say? What you brought for me? They must be hearing it too. But it is true. What is true, you can't hide. But they don't go and tell them all that. No. Everything what we say is a lesson for us. A lesson for us. My husband should tell them not to go and tell them that. It's a lesson for us. So likewise, this is important that we know that what so happened in the then she said, Ya Rasulam for forgiving him. So she said, oh Bilal, go and see whether he read the kalima. And when he went into the house, then that's the time Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Then Bilal said, his kalima was not been read because he was ungrateful or disrespectful to his mother. So being disrespectful to mother, one's iman can go away. Allahumma rahim father. Do not feel hard to ask for forgiveness. Remember, if Nabi Karim could stand up and before he passed, whosoever I cause harm to, please I'm asking forgiveness. Who are we? Who are we? He could say, ask for forgiveness. He's an imam of imam, everything. But he's saying, whosoever I cause harm to, I'm asking forgiveness. Then we must be openly to other. We must bow down. Today we are not prepared to do that. Because that person did this to me, I'm not going to do that. And here he says, that whosoever I cause harm to. The one sahabi says, Ya Rasul, you cause harm to me. He said, one time he hit me in my back. He said, oh, come, please, take revenge now. He said, no, you can't take revenge because I had no clothing on. And you got clothing on. So Nabi Karim took his clothing out. Not like you and I took clothing out. The moment he took clothing, he grabbed Nabi Karim. He grabbed him. He said, you did no harm to me. I wanted your body to touch my body. I wanted your body to touch my body so that this body will save from fire Jahannam. Look what they should think like that. So just trying to tell you this month that we must always keep our heart clean. And the more in the month of Ramadan you keep your heart clean with everyone and make salam first. Make salam first and bring humility in you. If you may learn to make salam to everyone first, you bring humility in you. In that way, there is barakat also. But more important is what keep away from sins.
And the only way is talk less, meet less, and control yourself. No one saying eat well. Make ibadah too. How much you can make ibadah. Sleep well, you wake up just before Sehri to make ibadah, that's also very good too. How much you can do, you must do, but do not commit any sins. Do not cause any harm to anyone. Do not get angry. Anger, gussa past. Keep away from anger. Inshallah, if you got this in you, your Ramadan will be a wonderful one. And the tilawat of the Quran all the time. Read the Quran all the time. When you sit in the car, if the wife is gone from him, open the Quran in the car and read Quran Sharif. You came to the masjid, open the Quran. Do not talk to friends. You spoke the whole year with friends in the masjid. Now at least come to the masjid. Oh Allah, you gave me extra time now to make Quran Sharif. Let me read Quran. One busuk came to one masjid. And he said the masjid time was, oh, night time changed. Hazrat time is delayed now. Mehboob ne jaldi bulaya aaj baat karne. My beloved called me earlier to talk to him now. Now you and I, because the one is delayed now. Let's go sit there and make gabshab outside. But this person came inside and he opened the Quran. Ya Allah, please give me open the Quran and talk to you. This is how we must take everything. Respect the Quran, read the Quran, and love the Quran, and always say, oh Allah, whatever I've read, it, follow the Quran. Allah Ta'ala ammarkani kofi nasibi Allah. Waqul da'un alhamdulillah rabbana. Alhamdulillah rabbana alhamdulillah kufi. Wa salatu sayyidin mishkun. Sallallahu ta'ala ala sayyidina Muhammad wa sallam. اللهم ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. ربنا إنك جامع الناس ليوم لا ريب فيه إن الله على كل شيء قدير. فاطر السماوات أنت ولي في الدنيا والآخرة. توفني مسلما حبيبي الصالحين. ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا. لا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملت على الذين من قبلنا. ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان وأمتنا على الإيمان واحشرنا يوم القيامة والإيمان بحرمة القرآن وحرمة النبي آخر الزمان. وصلى الله تعالى على كل سيدنا محمد ورحمة الله اللہ تعالیٰ سب کو بخیر وعافیت کے ساتھ دے, منظر مبارک اور خوب برکت کے ساتھ رکھے, اور ہمیں بھی یاد کر دعا میں یاد کر